Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings to the delegation of Macau, China, here and in Macau, China, and anyone else following this dialogue. I would like to tackle question 14, the right to privacy. The committee notes that the right to privacy is regulated by the basic law of Macau, as well as the recognition of human rights, which are provided for in the civil code of Macau, China. According to its response to the list of issues, Macau has had a law on personal data protection since 2005, and in 2007 the Office for the Protection of Personal Data was officially created. We note that in the second periodic report of Macau, statistics are provided on complaints received between 2011 and 2016. Could the delegation please provide updated information, including the number of complaints, the nature of privacy violations and outcomes, including sanctions and remedies provided to victims? Regarding mass surveillance, the public CCTV system known as Sky Eye and facial recognition technology, this has given the police the ability to locate individuals automatically through mass surveillance. In the list of issues, Macau has referred to the fact that facial recognition technology has nothing to do with Sky Eye, that it is not a component of the system. However, apparently not being a component of the system doesn't preclude its subsidiary or collaborative use. Finally, we understand that one of the most critical points of discussion is automated facial recognition, because its use is much more intrusive than manual review. While we note that Law 2/2012 establishes some restrictions on video surveillance, could the delegation please inform us about the legal safeguards or restrictions on the joint use of Sky Eye and facial recognition technology? Is there any mechanism that has the ability to independently verify the compliance of the police's mass surveillance practices with the law and international human rights standards, including the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights? Would the use of this system be in harmony with Law No. 2/2012, the law on video surveillance in public places, the protection of personal data, and international human rights standards, in particular the Covenant? Concerning covert surveillance and wiretapping, the committee has received information on safeguards against the abuse of covert surveillance or illegal forms of surveillance, which are virtually non-existent. Persons residing in Macau speak of the existence of illegal surveillance over them and that they have no effective legal recourse. In this regard, the judicial police officially rejected the request to create a commission to oversee police wiretapping practices, according to the information we received. Similarly, in December 2018, the Legislative Assembly at its first reading approved the regime for protection of communication of information. Although the bill proposes criminal penalties for the misuse of data collected through authorized covert surveillance, there will still be no mechanisms that can independently verify the collection, retention, and destruction of surveillance data carried out in, and to check that they're carried out in accordance with the law. Meanwhile, the committee has received information that in 2015, leaked emails from the software company hacking team revealed that the judicial police expressed interest in intrusive surveillance software that should not be lawfully used by Macau law enforcement authorities. Could the delegation please tell us more about the draft Bill 27, which seeks to broaden the number of secret covert monitoring that's used relating to text messages and so on. Would it be possible for Macau to have a mechanism that has the power to independently verify the compliance of police covert surveillance practices with the law, human rights standards and the covenant? Could the delegation provide information on the legal avenues available to Macau residents to challenge illegal eavesdropping? Could the delegation give more information about whether this oversight software through Hacking Team was or was not acquired? Thank you.